Our scripture for this morning is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5, and I'll begin reading at verse 1. One day Jesus was standing beside Lake Gennesaret when the crowd pressed in around him to hear God's word. Jesus saw two boats sitting by the lake. The fishermen had gone ashore and were washing their nets. Jesus boarded one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon, then asked him to row out a little distance from the shore. Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he finished speaking to the crowds, he said to Simon, "Row out farther into the deep water and drop your nets for a catch." Simon replied, "Master, we've worked hard all night and caught nothing, but because you say so, I'll drop the nets. So they dropped the nets, and their catch was so huge that their nets were splitting. They signaled for their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They filled both boats so full that they were about to sink. When Simon Peter saw the catch, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Leave me, Lord, for I'm a sinner." Peter and those with him were overcome with amazement because of the number of fish they caught. James and John, Zebedee's sons, were Simon's partners, and they were amazed too. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishing for people." As soon as they brought the boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Once again this morning, we've included some teaching notes in the bulletin, and I would invite you to follow along as we go through this message and write things down as you feel God is calling you to do. Now, if you were in Sunday school as a child, you probably remember this little rhyme. It goes like this. This is the church. This is the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people. Now, I'm not sure when I learned that, probably before I can even remember. And the thing that I love about this little rhyme is that it is important for us in the church to see all the people. Last month we focused on these two great chapters, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, and we saw that all the people in the church matter. The Apostle Paul calls us the body of Christ. And he says that God has connected all the people to Christ and all the people to one another. And he has called us to focus on building loving relationships as we join together in our ministry. We are called to open the doors and see all the people. Well, today we're beginning a new series of messages entitled, See All the People. And we're going to discover that all the people we are called to see are not in the church. Jesus calls us to love one another in the church, but he also calls us to love all the people who are out there in our community. And this morning, we're going to focus in on Luke chapter 5 and verse 1. And here in this single verse, Luke suggests three things that Jesus did in order to see all the people. Three things that Jesus calls us as his disciples to do as well. And the first thing Jesus did was this. Jesus sees all the people because he moves from the synagogue to the marketplace. He moves from the synagogue to the marketplace in this part of Luke's gospel. In the last verse of chapter 4, Luke tells us that Jesus continued preaching in the synagogues around Judea. On the Sabbath, Jesus was in church. He was in the synagogue teaching. But as we turn to chapter 5, we discover where Jesus was the rest of the week. Let's read chapter 5, verse 1 together. One day, Jesus was standing beside Lake Gennesaret when the crowd pressed in around him to hear God's word. Luke says, one day, Jesus was standing beside the lake. He doesn't say what day it was, whether it was a Monday or a Thursday. He just says, one day. And when we look at the literal translation of this, he might have said, one of many days Jesus was standing beside the lake. Because this was not a one-time occurrence. Jesus was regularly standing beside the lake, also known as the Sea of Galilee. Why? Because during the week, that's where the people were. This story takes place in Capernaum, which was a fishing village. And the fishermen there fished at night because that's when the fish were more likely to be caught in their nets. And in the early morning, they would haul in their nets. They would bring their boats ashore. They would deliver whatever fish they had caught to market. And then they would be working along the shore, cleaning their nets. The marketplace in the morning would be bustling with people. People coming to buy the fresh fish, which was the staple of their diets. And Jesus was there, standing beside the lake, because that is where the people were. Standing beside the lake, Jesus shows us that if we want to see all the people, then we must move out from the synagogue to the marketplace, from the church on Sunday to the places where he calls us to be the rest of the week. Some years ago, we had a district clergy gathering, and one of our pastors, who was an avid trout fisherman, preached a sermon. And he gave us some instruction about two popular techniques for fishing for trout. The first, he said, involves putting bait on your hook, standing beside the stream, casting your line out into the water, and waiting until a fish takes hold of the hook and you can reel it in. The second technique is a bit different. With this one, he says, you tie a shiny fly to your line. You put on your waders and you go out into the stream where the fish are, and then you cast that fly out just beneath the surface of the water until that trout grabs a hold. How many fishermen do we have out here? This pastor went on to say that most churches use this first technique when it comes to reaching new people for Jesus. We plan our worship services. We develop creative programs. We advertise them. We hope people will come just because we open the doors and we're here. And many people do come into the church this way. Jesus taught on the Sabbath in the synagogue, and many people came to hear him talk. But more often, Jesus reaches new people by putting on his waders and going out to the middle of the stream where the people are. He went out into their homes, their businesses, their gathering places, and he taught his disciples to do the same. We are called to follow Jesus out of the church into the community, to build relationships with all the people, to share the good news with all the people. Jesus sees all the people because he moves out from the synagogue to the marketplace. And he calls us to do the same. Now, secondly, as we look at this verse, we discover that Jesus sees all the people because he sees the worth, the value of every person. Look again at this verse. One day Jesus was standing beside Lake Gennesaret when the crowd pressed in around him to hear the word of God. Now, crowds press in around people that are famous. Crowds press in around athletes and movie stars and rock stars, looking maybe for an autograph or maybe a touch of the hand. Crowds press in around presidents and members of the royal family and religious leaders like the Pope, looking for a word or maybe a handshake. The crowd pressed in around Jesus because here in Capernaum, Jesus was a celebrity. Luke tells us in chapter 4 that when Jesus taught in the synagogue, the people were amazed because he delivered his message with such authority. And then he tells us that Jesus was casting out demons and healing the sick in Capernaum. Everyone wanted to get close to Jesus. On the night just before this scene, we're told that when the sun was setting, everyone brought to Jesus relatives and acquaintances with all kinds of diseases. Placing his hands on each of them, he healed them. Everyone was pressing in around Jesus because Jesus truly saw all the people. Everyone mattered to Jesus. This is one of the great themes throughout the entire Gospel of Luke, that Jesus sees and values every person. Only in Luke's gospel do we find this great parable of Jesus about the man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, how they stripped him naked, beat him up, and left him near death. And Jesus says that a priest saw the injured man and passed by on the other side. A Levite did the same, he said, but a Samaritan who was on a journey came to where the man was, but when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. Now, for the Jews in Jesus' day, this was a shocking story, because for them, there was no such thing as a good Samaritan. Samaritans were outsiders, and good Jews did not associate with them. But here is Jesus lifting up this despised outsider and calling him a hero because he had compassion for the broken man. Only Luke tells the story of Jesus visiting in the home of Mary and sister Martha. And maybe you remember that story about how Martha is busy serving while Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him teach. Martha complains about this. "Why don't you get Mary to help me?" she says. But Jesus says, "One thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part, and it won't be taken away from her." Now, the surprising thing in that story is that Jesus is allowing a woman to sit at his feet and hear his teaching. I mean, rabbis did not teach the scriptures to women. Back then, girls didn't even go to school. Their place was in the home so they could serve the men like Martha was doing. But Jesus sees the value of every person, and he welcomes women to hear the word and to follow. And who does Jesus spend time with? throughout Luke's gospel? Well, the Pharisees and legal experts were grumbling, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." And in response, Jesus tells these three famous parables in Luke 15 about a lost sheep, a lost coin, and a lost son to show us how much he values every single one. No one is beyond the reach of Jesus. Jews and Samaritans, men and women, righteous and unrighteous, Jesus sees all the people. Jesus sees all the people because he believes that every person is of value, every one of us precious in his sight. In John chapter 14, Jesus tells his disciples on the night before his suffering and death, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," he says, "and neither let them be afraid." And then he says, "My Father's house has many rooms." I've always been taken by that phrase. Usually we read that passage for funerals because of the great comfort we find in the promise of Jesus who goes to prepare a place for us. But there's another message there as well. You see, our Father's house is a great big house. And it is big enough. It's big enough for all the people in the church. But it's much bigger than that. The doors of the Father's house are open to all the people outside the church as well. Jesus didn't come to this world just for some of the people. Jesus came for all of the people. Jesus calls us to move with him from the synagogue to the marketplace. And he also calls us to share with him the value, the worth of every person. And then as we look at this verse one more time, we discover that Jesus sees all the people because he sees a higher purpose. Let's read this verse together once again. One day, Jesus was standing beside Lake Gennesaret when the crowd pressed in around him to hear God's word. Why did the crowd press in around Jesus? Well, it wasn't just to get a closer look at this rabbi that everybody was talking about. And it wasn't just to have him touch and heal them, as he often did. Luke says the crowd pressed in around Jesus to hear God's word. God's word draws people in because God's word shows us our higher purpose in life. As the crowd presses in around Jesus to hear God's word, his soon-to-be disciples, Simon, James, and John, they're just soaking it all in. And later on in this story, after they let down their nets and have this miraculous catch of fish, after Simon falls down on his knees before Jesus, unworthy of all that's happening to him, Jesus says, "Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will be fishing for people." And as soon as they brought the boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. But before this, they had seen too, this crowd pressing in to hear God's word. Luke wants all of us who read this story to see it from the vantage point of the disciples of Jesus. Because like them, we live in a world of people who are yearning for God's word. People who are hungry for a word of grace. in a world that too often judges them. People that are hungry for a word of forgiveness because they carry such heavy burdens. People that are hungry for a word of love in an unloving world. Hungry for a word of peace in a troubled world. Hungry for a word of community in a world divided in so many ways. We, like the disciples, live in a world where people would press in to hear the word of God. Seeing all the people begins when we know who we are. When I recognize who I am in Christ. I'm called to follow Jesus. To follow Jesus out into those places where the people are. To see every person he brings into my life as a precious child of God. And as I have opportunity in my words and in my actions to share with them God's word, the word of grace that every heart longs for. I'm going to invite our worship team to come forward again. And as we prepare to receive Holy Communion today, would we all be open to the gracious invitation of Jesus, who calls us to see all the people and to love and to serve in His name.